two, three, go.
Yeah.
You like this, Margaret?
Oh, I love the C'est La Vie's there. Really a breath of fresh air in so many ways.
Molly Stitch.
Don't say anything, General. I like the C'est La Vie's.
Welcome, folks. Monday here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. So this was my birthday weekend.
So I understood, and you didn't want anybody to remind you, did you? And everybody on Facebook did.
Of course they did. Happy that they did. And that's what Facebook does. You know, they tell you what everybody's birthday is.
Well, what was the problem?
There's no problem. There's no problem. It's just that I don't celebrate birthdays. I don't know how to put it, but I... What's wrong with you, bud?
But I didn't know whether I wanted to be General Shaw or me. Are you saying...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
Well, you're talking to me now, sucker.
Hey, come here. Wait a minute.
Not talking to me.
I'm just saying, so you don't celebrate birthdays, what?
What do you mean birthdays, man? Birthdays, bud. You're not four, okay?
Sorry, birthdays.
I stopped celebrating birthdays a long time ago, like maybe 20 years ago. I mean, the only reason why I ever celebrate a birthday is when somebody says to me, can we take you out to dinner for your birthday?
Well, that is a very nice gesture. I mean, what are you looking at, gift horse? Just said gift horse.
I know I did. I was thinking of you with that birthday bullcrap.
You know something? Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
This stuff with the birthday and breakfast has got to end.
Yeah, man, I will say that. Everybody's doing that on purpose.
You guys are monkeying it up on purpose.
Hey, you got to watch that monkey up stuff.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's what that guy said.
Yeah, that guy in Florida, he said this clown's monkeying things up. Well, I mean,
no. Well, are you trying to tell me that I'm being racist?
I don't think you're being racist, but you got to watch it anyway. A lot of people...
You know, we use that word around here so much, it's...
Yeah?
Well, maybe we should stop. Robert, what do you think?
What are you asking me for?
Because you're the black guy.
I'm the black guy? Yeah, but I think it's funny.
Well, Robert knows that when I use that word...
Oh, look, Margaret, don't start getting all liberal on me.
I'm not getting liberal on you. God, learn how to talk, will you?
I said liberal.
Wait, are you saying, if I may be so bold... When we say monkey it up, are you saying that that's always racial?
I think in the context of the Florida race, yes, it is.
Yeah, but we have a black staff member in Robert. I don't think it's racial with this group because everybody here is an idiot.
Oh, well, thanks a whole lot.
Well,
he's right. So it means that everyone here is a moron as opposed to everyone here is black? I mean, so...
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should stop.
Margaret, do whatever you think is best. Jesus H. Christ, we're living in a day and age... of this political correctness.
Hey, General, you know, some of this political correctness stuff is long overdue. You know?
Well, like what?
Like everything, man. Like the N-word. You know, there's got to be a redefinition of what these words mean, what they've meant traditionally, what they've meant historically, why people even want to use these words. You know, and there's no law, but you're running the risk of pissing people off. Do you realize if you drop the N-word in the wrong crowd, there's going to be a riot? Regardless of whether it's cool or not, or whether it's...
No, I understand that. But what is this stuff? You can't even say monkey.
I used the term monkey in the 1940s sense.
Yeah, meaning an idiot.
I understand that.
All right, so what's your problem?
I don't have a problem, man. You're the guys that stopped down on this thing.
Right. Well, in the context of the Florida race, yeah, it was a very sensitive word to use because the opponent of this guy DeSantis is Andrew Gillum. And
is that his name?
I think so. I hope so.
Well, you're really on top of things, aren't you, Phil?
Bud?
What?
Look up the name of the gentleman of the...
What were you going to say, chap?
He's going to say the chap.
The chap to find out...
I got it. Yeah, Andrew Gillum.
Henry Gillum?
Andrew, man.
Andrew Gillum is his name. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Robert. And anyway, so welcome to the program here. So the whole point of what I was trying to tell you is
You don't celebrate birthdays, and that's because why?
Because... They don't mean it. They're really kind of a meaningless thing to me. I don't know, man.
You know what your problem is? I know exactly what your problem is.
Don't get too personal.
I'm going to speak some truth. Phil got his heart broken somewhere along the line, and now he doesn't celebrate anything.
Is that true, son?
Hey, don't give me the son stuff, okay?
Well, I'm just trying to be sensitive to the feelings and everything.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, General. No, it's not. No, that is not true.
Yes, it is. Somewhere along the line, all of fun was sucked out of life for Phil Henry. And now, all of these holidays, do you celebrate Christmas? Aha! So you don't.
Jesus, Phil.
I mean, what's the I celebrate Yule.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Yeah, what is this Yule jazz? I've been hearing you talking about Yule now for years.
Phil, that is something. You talk about monkeying it up. Boy, you're really chimping it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're chimping it up.
Yeah. You're swinging on a grapevine with that one, man.
Talking about Yule? What the hell's Yule anyway? But it's Christmas with a whole lot of, you know, people who are naked.
That's it, exactly. Yule is Christmas with a whole lot of people that are naked.
Okay.
Now, what are you laughing at?
He's laughing because he thinks that birth of Christ is a funny thing. God damn, Phil. Oh, give me a freaking break. No, I don't.
All right, and then what is your problem with, what's the other one, bud?
Halloween.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem with Halloween.
Well, that's a very big,
It's a very big holiday in the mountains.
Yes, did you hear the Dooleys the other day?
Yeah, speaking of the Dooleys, are they back on? Yeah, the Dooleys want to come back on because Ms. Dooley feels that she was unfairly treated by Chris Kemp.
Chris Kemp?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the cartoon he made of her high rear end.
Oh, my God, I saw this.
Yeah. She had a
trucked up face.
A trucked up face?
Yeah, meaning the caricature of her face was just way trucked.
Yeah, so she wants to come on and she wants to set the record straight.
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
Yeah, Phil, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. What's funny about it? She wants to come on and set the record straight about what?
About her face not being jacked up.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what else?
What else? Okay, then the other thing that I think we've got on here, but you know who our guests are, right?
You know who's our?
You know who are our guests.
Oh, you got Ted Bell's going to come on because they're going to talk about Jared and Ivanka Trump will be at Ted's of Beverly Hills this come weekend.
You've got to be kidding me.
Really?
Yeah, that's the word that...
Man, oh man.
So Ted's, he won't have the father in there, but he doesn't mind having Ivanka and Jared.
No. Said they'll be in town for a variety of social events, so they're going to stop in for a cocktail.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, I'll believe that when I see that.
What, you think Ted's a liar or some kind of deal like that?
No, I don't think he's a liar or some kind of a deal like that. I just, I'll believe it when I see it, because schedules change. People get weirded out. I don't know. Do they know that Ted won't allow their father in that restaurant?
It's not that he won't allow him.
Well, he said he didn't want Donald Trump in the restaurant as long as he was president.
Yeah, but...
So it means he won't allow him in.
Well, I don't think you can say to the president, you're not allowed in. I think he's put the word out.
Yes, he's put the word out that he just doesn't want Trump coming around. He doesn't want him hanging around the front door, you know.
What are you laughing at now?
It's the idea of Trump hanging around the front door.
Well, that's what Ted said. He says he doesn't want his customers showing up at the restaurant, and there's Trump hanging around, talking to the valet, following women to their car. He doesn't want it.
Jesus, what disrespect. Man,
out of the guy, you know, they've been longtime friends.
Yeah, they've been friends for a long time.
Following women to their car and hanging around the front door. This ought to be good, folks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com will be back here in just a second. We've got Bobby Dooley coming up. And a comment on Chris Kemp. If you haven't seen Chris Kemp's work...
He's terrific.
Yeah, he's a cartoonist from Toronto, Canada, who's done caricatures of a variety of our guests, and they're tremendous. Has he done one of you, Margaret?
I don't think he's done one. I don't. I have to tell you, I'd rather that he didn't, because I saw what he did to Bobby's face.
Well, I'm sure he thought that was attractive.
Yeah, and...
Well, in the general...
I don't know.
Well, he's done a few, and I know that he's had Vernon Dozier and a few others. So,
what about me?
Say that again?
God, man, your voice cracked. I said, what about me?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But he did do a caricature of Bobby on Facebook over the weekend, reflecting her attitude on her high rear end. As she, you know, the sooner we quit talking about this,
oh my God,
the better off we'll all be. But in so portraying her with a nice ass, if you'll pardon me for saying that.
Phil, do you mind?
I'm sorry, but I just want to cut through to cut to the chase here and get this done. Apparently, her face wasn't as attractive as she thought it should be. So we'll talk with her, and we also got Ted Bell, and we got you fine folks out there. And we got some stuff coming up. We're going to bring back, a new promotion that we haven't done in a while.
Well, this is a very popular one.
Right. And we'll be rolling it out this week.
Which one is it?
I don't want to say yet. We're going to roll it out this week. And it's a promotion that has proven to be one of our more popular down through the years. And we'll roll it out as a celebration of return to school. I don't think that...
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Just, you know, the coming autumn months.
How about the return of football season? All of you clowns like that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Margaret.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
The return of football season, because all of us clowns like that. So all of that and more coming up this week on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Stick around. Be right back. Bobby Dooley,
Yeah, Noodlebees is the place. Noodlebees for your medicine. Noodlebees for you and your son. Noodlebees for everyone. Noodlebees is the place. Noodlebees is a pharmacy. Drugs?
Oh, man.
Noodlebees can fulfill your prescriptions, fulfill your life, and then fill your prescriptions and fill your life. Two distinct things. Noodlebees. We're open 24 hours a day. Why? Three guesses. Noodlebees, the pharmacy of the future, a place where all can enjoy themselves while waiting for their prescription to be filled by testing other prescriptions that other people came in to have filled. Noodlebees is the one. Noodlebees, lots of fun. Noodlebees. Come on into Noodlebees, a hell of a place to run out of gas.
This is Frank Gray. The fall months are upon us, and that means my wife, Margaret Gray, will be singing at a variety of your favorite drinking spots in the San Pedro area. Come on out and see him as he sings great standards like I've Only Got an Eye for You or I've Only Got Eyes for You. And he'll be singing, by the way, again at the Clam Pit, also at the Mussel Patio, and, of course, at the Lobster Closet. So come on out and see Margaret Gray, my wife. He's a great singer.
Margaret Gray appearing at the Lobster Closet this coming Friday night.
It's the fall months, and that means only one thing. Margaret Gray is going to be opening her mouth someplace, and I'll be the recipient of a good time.
What an animal.
That's the Margaret. Put the phone.
I'm sorry. And anyway, folks, I hope you'll come and see me, Margaret Gray, this weekend at the Lobster Patio in San Pedro.
Right up the street from a tattoo parlor.
Welcome back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
Yes, I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray, and here's Phil.
Thank you, guys. So Bobby and Steve Dooley, who've been a big part of our summer here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, they're back home from Butner Lake, and we're very happy that they're safely home from Butner Lake. And you know, Bobby, I was looking at, it's kind of an annual thing that we do here on the show. We look back at that boat crash from the Ozarks. You know what I'm talking about?
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, and those...
That was a ridiculous boat crash. That was a man who clearly didn't have control of the boat, right, Steve?
Yeah, he traveled down.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's I'm reminded of you guys, not because you're bad boaters, but I'm just reminded of lake life. And Steve, and you guys have seen, you know, Craig Swallowman's boat is one. You guys have seen some pretty bad accidents out there at Butner. I can only hope that things get safer as the years go by.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with the way that my husband operates, a naval craft, you know?
Yeah, a craft on the water.
A waterbound craft, you know, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the...
You know nautical terms?
Yeah, I know Don. I know nautical terms.
You know Don who?
Nautical terms. I know those.
All right. So you know that...
Yeah,
I know all of that stuff.
All right. Then you know that Steve is a good boater and the other people... I'm not sure I understand.
Never mind. You guys have seen a lot of...
Oh, we've seen a lot of accidents, but Steve didn't cause them.
That's right. There's a lot of accidents. Steve didn't cause them. Anyway, welcome home, and I understand you are at the Herlihy's?
Yeah, this is Craig and Denise's home here in West Hills, and they actually have a little mini carnival set up here on the adjacent property. They've got a nice piece of property here, and we're celebrating the end of our summer-tacular, and of course looking forward to our fall months, but I wanted to take exception here, Phil, if I could, with Craig, Chris Kemp, who's the cartoon man on your show.
He doesn't work for us.
Oh, he does not work for you.
No, this young man, he just...
Excuse me, General, I need to talk to the...
You can talk to General Shaw.
Okay.
So this kid, Chris Kemp, does not work for the show. He's just one of the listeners. He's one of our listeners, and he donates graciously these caricatures.
Graciously. Well, I saw the one that he donated. Wait, hold on, what's the name?
How to go on the roller coaster.
Go on the roller coaster, Steve. Well, why are you bothering me about that?
I want to go on it.
I never said you couldn't. Steve's going on the coaster.
Oh, good for him.
Well, he was bothering me about this.
All right, Bobby, so he's on the coaster.
Yes. So I opened up Facebook the other day, and I saw what was apparently a caricature of myself. Hold on, here comes Steve.
Yeah!
A caricature of myself that apparently was meant to be flattering. Instead,
help me!
instead, just walk away from this.
You're a little close to that roller coaster.
So Steve wants me to watch him.
What is this guy, 5 years old?
I beg your pardon?
Your husband, is he five?
No, General, my husband is not five. You know full well he isn't. He's just a man who gets a kick out of life, and he gets a little frightened on the thrill rides. Here he comes again.
Yeah, here we are. All right.
Here he goes. I can hang this phone up, Mr. Henry.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
Is the ride over yet? Yeah.
Ms. Dooley.
No, I don't like the way you say, no, you can't.
No, you can't, because I've said, the guests on this program do not... You are one of the worst offenders, Ms. Dooley, for many, many years, hanging the phone up, not going on with the interview because we said something that offended you.
All right, I don't need to be chastised. Good God. Mr. Henry's chastising me.
Can I go on again?
What kind of a relationship do you people have?
Hold on, Jim. Yes, go on again. Here, what do you need?
75 cents.
We have a very mature relationship, General, okay? My husband asks permission to do certain things.
Well, why permission? He's a grown man.
Because I don't need to be scrubbing bacon strips out of someone's underwear. Do you understand? Do I need to be graphic?
All right, I understand.
Thank you.
Well, Ms. Dooley...
No, I don't. So I was saying...
Yeah! Was that him?
Was that who?
Was that your husband?
Yes, why?
That was a very short scream.
He's fine. He gets a big kick out of this stuff. So I looked at this picture that Chris Kemp did, and...
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
I looked at the picture that Chris Kemp did.
Can you back away from the roller coaster?
I'm sorry?
Back away from the roller coaster?
Yeah. I looked at the picture that Chris Kemp did of... and it was a picture, Mr. Henry, of me, and that's all well and good. But what I saw when I, you know, when I... sort of focused up from the bathing suit and the high rear end, which I'm very grateful for. What do you suppose I saw, Mr. Henry? Huh, Mr. Henry, do you know?
You saw your face.
I saw my face, yes. And do you know what it looked like?
Yeah, it was trucked.
How dare you?
All right, don't hang it up, Bobby.
Where did he get off?
Didn't you just say that your face didn't look good?
I didn't use the word trucked.
Well, it wasn't trucked. It was not attractive.
That's right, it was not attractive. I looked as if I kissed a freight train going the other way.
And then that was your comment, make a freight train take a dirt road?
Exactly.
Make a freight train take a...
That's what she said on Facebook, that Chris Kemp's picture of her made her face look...
I'll do it. It would make a freight train take a dirt road.
Yes. Because my face looked as if it had kissed a freight train. Oh, God, I'm tired.
As if you kissed a freight train coming your way.
Coming my way, yes, and I'm in front of it. It's not just going past me.
All right, so it smashed your face in.
I wouldn't say smashed, my good God.
Well, you just said it would make a freight train take a dirt road.
Yeah, I guess it did. It looked like it smashed my face in.
Can I?
Go ahead, Steve's back from the roller coaster.
I want to go back on. I just want to say...
I don't have any more quarters.
I got some. I just want to say, so that's when Bobby looked, and he said that Chris Kemp made her face look trucked.
All right, well, this is a gentleman, as I say, who's a cartoonist, and his job is to caricature people, you know?
I understand caricaturing, Mr. Henry, to sort of satirize the things, what they do.
Yeah, to satirize it?
Well, yeah, I guess it's a satirization of some kind, but it's a caricature. It just takes the prominent features of people.
The prominent features. So, my nose is flat.
Yeah, what's that all about? Made her look like she kissed a Peterbilt.
I look as if I kissed a Peterbilt on its way to Denver, and I'm heading to New York.
Yeah, okay, so...
No, not yeah, okay.
And I did give you a good rear end.
He did give me the good rear end. Because you're saying he accentuates the obvious...
The obvious traits of people. So I guess in that sense, he did.
Phil, it's no big thing. I don't want to make a big deal out of it because, you know, we love... you, and we love everything that you done did for us and everything, but the fact that you have these caricature people...
There it is. Better get it. Hey, can you stop the roller coaster? Can you stop the roller coaster?
They're not going to stop it.
What do you mean, stop it?
Stop the roller coaster. I want to get on it.
Oh, Steve's going to try to take it. Oh, my God. Just took a running jump, went right into it.
Yeah!
You know, he's going to get his leg severed, or he's going to get crushed.
Steve, Mr. Henry said you're going to get your leg severed.
Woo!
Woo!
What can we do for you, Ms. Dooley?
Well, I would love for Chris Kemp to redo the caricaturization so that my face doesn't look trucked, because he gave me the flat nose, and I look as if...
I know, you kissed a Peterbilt on its way to New York, and you're heading for Denver?
What?
That's what you said.
Well, all right, but whatever I said, it's not the most flattering look, although I do appreciate him giving me the high rear end.
And we will never have to hear about your rear end again?
Excuse me?
We'll never have to hear about your high rear end again if we do this.
I'm asking Mr. Henry,
Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret. You know, not you.
Well, guess what? I'm part of the decision-making process here. We don't want to hear about you and your rear end anymore.
You don't want to hear about my rear end. It's probably some of the best news you'll get all day.
What's that?
Steve, you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, but I didn't believe it. Here, 75 cents, please. Yeah.
Steve's getting back on the coaster.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bobby, do you see me?
Yes, I see you, you big...
Watch this. Yeah, yeah! I went off.
What happened?
I hung up on them. Thanks very much, Bobby and Steve Dooley, who have returned from Butner Lake, and I hope we can help you certainly solve those problems.
Yeah, solve your problems vis-a-vis your high rear end. God damn.
Well, she's understandably proud of it.
What do you mean, understandably proud of it? I'm getting sick and tired of listening to this woman, and I say with all due respect, Ms. Dooley, your flights of ego fantasy are really just over the line for me, okay? Your high rear end this, that, something else. You defended your ass. We're on 1 week of you talking about your ass on this show, and I'm done with it, okay?
Well, good God, Phil.
Well, I mean, what do you want to do, Miss Phil?
What do I want her to do? I already
Well, she said that this kid Kemp made her face look like,
I know, a freight train to take a dirt road rather than take a look at her.
Yeah, and her face looks like she's going east and a freight train going west.
A Peterbilt.
Yeah, Peterbilt, I mean.
That wasn't you, it was Robert.
Well, we're all one. We're one unit.
Yes, we're all one. We're one unit when we speak to you.
Oh, look at that. He's giving us the look like we're nuts. We're going to be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell right after this.
The Muggsy Brinkman Report, nightly on Channel 78.
Hi, I'm Muggsy Brinkman, and I give you all of the local news out of the Los Angeles area, the history, the pageantry, and the color of the Los Angeles personalities and the people and the places. Right now, the city's on fire, so there isn't a whole lot of call for me to be out interviewing people about the color and the pageantry. Let's put the fire out first, and then let's get back to L.A. being real colorful.
Muggsy Brinkman on Channel 79. Hi, Chief Brown here for the L.A. County Fire Department. Matches mean fire. Fire means brush fire. Brush fire mean no more house. No more house mean I no live no place no more. Remember, only you can prevent house fires.
Paid for by the German Jesus Christ Scandal Latter-day Saint.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Everybody, this is Ted Bell. Listen, stick around because we're going to hear a little dancing. We're going to hear a little bit of singing. And I'll tell you a little bit about Ivanka and Jared Trump coming to eat here at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Because, hey, that's the kind of place I am.
That's the kind of place you are?
I mean, it's the kind of place
That is.
That I am.
What are you nervous about?
Hey, one question at a time, if you don't mind, Phil.
Bud asked, what are you nervous about?
I'm not nervous about it. What? I guess I do sound a little bit nervous.
Well, you do sound a bit nervous, Ted. Not a lot.
All right. Well, I've got Joey Boy Dunphy on stage right now who wants to do a song. So if you guys wouldn't mind.
You got who?
You know, Phil, I don't have to check this out with you.
I got Joey Boy Dunphy. Not another one of the Dunphys.
Yes, I got one of the Dunphys. Hey, Joey Boy, you ready? All right, here we go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ted Bell. And is this on? I'm doing a PA from the kitchen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Bell presents Joey Boy Dunphy for your dancing and listening pleasure. Go.
Okay,
go,
ladies and gentlemen.
Go, go, go.
Give you a popular tune
go.
That just came out on the charts. We have our vision of the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Ted.
Yeah, right here. So, Ivanka and Jared Trump are going to be coming in here next week. I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
Well, then why are you talking about it on the radio?
I'm looking at Joey Boy right now. He's doing too many moves.
What do you mean he's doing too many moves?
We've been traveling far. Holy Christ! All right, turn it. Just can I get? Let me just come into the kitchen here. Excuse me? Your door was loose. I can't understand you, Chef. You're standing on my feet.
Now, you don't let their father into the restaurant.
No, that's not true. I don't let. You don't tell the President of the United States what he can or what he can't do, okay, Phil? So let's clear that little misunderstanding up right now. I don't keep the President of the United States of America out of my restaurant.
Well, then what did you mean, like you didn't want him in there?
I didn't want him in there during the campaign. I don't want him in there now. And when you say there, what are you talking about?
Your restaurant.
Oh, in here. Yeah, that's where I am right now. No, of course I don't. Who'd want Donald Trump anywhere near their business? But, you know, Ivanka...
Well, that's what I'm talking about, man.
All right, but Ivanka and Jared are a different story. They're a couple of nice kids. They're looking for a steak and a lousy drink. And they're being run... They're being run ragged across this country. Everybody hates their living guts.
Well, with good reason. She thinks she's a liberal, and then she acts like she's all kissy face with a conservative.
What?
Okay, what he's saying is that Ivanka appears to be a disingenuous person.
Well, you know what, Phil? Maybe she is. I mean, what has that got to do with the price of tea in China? You talk about the president, that's one thing. You talk about a young lady who happens to be the daughter of the president. Okay, she's got an opinion here, I'm not going to keep her out of the restaurant for that.
Well, how do you keep the president of the United States out of your restaurant?
By just saying, hey, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. President, just stay away from me, or not. I'd say it better than that.
Well, that's the effect of it, though, huh?
Yeah, basically I say to him, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. President, could you just keep away from me? And, come on. Jerry, that PA is going. I can't do anything. Hey, Rudy! Yeah, what's with your PA, man? I don't know, he blew the speaker out. Hey, Joey Boy, back off. Don't suck off the microphone, man. All right, shit. Has Joy Boy got some disease? What do you mean, disease? Well, he's popping around like maybe he's got something wedged. Don't worry about it.
I can't hear you, Ted.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yay, ladies and gentlemen, that's Joy Boy Dunphy with his band, and I hope you enjoyed that. Like a freaking haunted house in here.
All right, anyway, getting back to Jared and Ivanka.
They're a couple of nice kids. Maybe people don't like their personalities. Maybe people don't like the fact that she's too close to her father and she's supposed to be a liberal. Who knows? She's not a lawmaker. She's an advisor. She is who she is. I'm not keeping everybody in the family out of here.
Now, what about Melania? Has she ever come to the restaurant?
No, Melania doesn't go in. She doesn't come out here. Melania doesn't come anywhere near the West Coast. What, are you nuts or something?
Why not? That seemed like a perfect fit for her.
No, she stays. She's a New York girl all the way. But Ivanka and Jared, you know, they travel. Now, Trump, the only time he comes out here is if he wants to visit that golf course he's got in Palos Verdes or to eat at my place. And, you know, other than that, he's persona non grata. Nobody out here likes him. So I figure, well, why not? Why not let a couple of Trumps in, you know?
When are they going to be this weekend?
Yeah.
Now, why would you announce that to the world?
I'm not exactly announcing it to the world.
Ted, yes, you are. You know, you have... Whatever anonymity those young people are going to have, you've destroyed.
I haven't destroyed anything.
Look at Ted. You're telling everybody where they're going to be there.
I said this weekend. Did I say which night?
Well, there's three nights. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nice going, Phil. Thanks a lot.
Well, what do you think, man?
They're going to figure that out for themselves.
Dickman...
What about Dickman?
Well, there's you, there's Margaret, there's... Yes, Dickman.
Nothing. I said they could figure that out for themselves.
Figure what out for themselves?
The people that are listening, they want to meet them.
People are going to come into your restaurant.
Well, there's the idea.
So you're going to use them as a draw. Is that it?
Not necessarily a draw. I'm not using them to get customers. I'm being honest with you. I heard, yeah, okay, that Jared what's her name?
Her name's Ivanka. Are you kidding me or something?
I know what it is. I'm just fooling around. Jared and Ivanka Trump. Are coming into my restaurant. Big deal. They're going to have a lousy drink and a steak and then get out. That's how I see that. I play no favorites in Ted's and Beverly Hills, okay? No favorites at all. You come in, you have your beer, and you get out. And I can assure you that we're at the Ivanka and Jared Trump, we're at the King of Siam, whoever he is, does he even still exist?
No.
Well, there you go. So I don't have to worry about him coming in.
All right, Ted, what's your point?
What do you mean, what's my point?
I can tell you what your point is. You're using them to...
Obviously to drive business, yeah, because business has been lousy.
Wait a minute, man, why business lousy?
Business has been lousy. I might as well tell you.
God, man, that sounds bad.
Yes.
Well, what's this got to do? Is nobody coming through the door?
There's plenty of people coming through the door, but I got a big overhead.
I know what this is about, paying off those gambling debts.
Don't worry about it. I got it under control.
Ted, you better get some help, man.
Don't send me off to Gamblers Anonymous.
I don't mean that. I mean with cops.
Hey. Watch that stuff, okay? You know what a rat is, don't you?
Yeah, I was listening to the president talking all about it.
Well, you know something?
You know, I really think, Ted, okay, if you got a big gambling debt with these guys, and I know it's the Dunphys, right?
Why would you get that idea?
Because they're singing in your restaurant every damn weekend now.
All right, well.
You know, if you got a big gambling debt with those guys, somehow find a way to pay it off. You can't be broke. Are you broke?
I'm not broke, no. But I got a big overhead.
And you need more business.
I need a lot more business, yeah.
How about if you pay off your gambling debts?
Hey, what is this turning into anyway? An intervention or something?
Ted, you brought the whole thing up. You brought it up, Ted. You said that your, you know, business is bad.
Well, the business ain't bad. My gambling stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's your problem. I got an idea. Quit betting football or whatever you bet.
I bet football. I bet this.
You bet what?
I bet the Little League World Series.
You bet the what? He bet the Little League World Series. You kidding me or something, man? Don't. No, let me guess.
Yeah, I took the Koreans.
You took Korea?
Yeah, I took the Koreans.
You took South Korea?
Yeah.
Dad, man, what a... God, Hawaii's part of America.
That was the part I was... When that guy that accosted that lady, I got confused. Somebody said that Puerto Rico wasn't America, so I thought that...
No, don't tell me that. Tell me anything, Ted. Don't tell me you're that dumb.
What's dumb about it? The guy said that Puerto Rico was not part of America. What?
Then why would Hawaii be part of America?
Why would Hawaii be port? See, you screwed up.
No. Hey, Ted, do you know that Hawaii's part of America or not?
It's an American state, right?
Yes. You know what? You got to get your ass out of California and do some traveling.
I know. Ho. I got enough money to go anywhere I want in the world.
That's just it. You have enough money to go anywhere you want in the world. You don't go anywhere. You hang around your restaurant morning, noon, and night.
That restaurant is my life.
Ted.
No. Now you just listen to me.
Look, Ted.
Now, wait a minute. That restaurant is my life. I built that thing brick by brick, board by board, nail by nail with my bare hands. My old man.
Drank up the profits.
Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree.
Come on, Ted. He's back.
No. I built that place with my bare hands, and you're telling me I'm hanging around it too much? Do you hang around a newborn too much? Do you hang around a child, a lost child, too much? Do you hang around someone that you love with all of your heart and soul too much? Well?
Well?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. The answer to that is no. So if I don't get out to South Korea, shit.
Ted, all we're saying is there's another bet. There's another debt you owe the Dunphy brothers. I don't understand that. Betting a Little League World Series.
Bill, I know you like to bet football and you bet basketball and everything, but the Little League World Series, huh? That's just two below you.
I...
Yeah?
Well, Ted, it seems like an unusual bet.
What, an unusual bet, what, for a grown man to make? Ah, now we're getting to it. So you think I'm nuts, don't you? Put your hands on me, Chidelia. I'm not Chidelia.
All right, what's going on there?
I'm trying to get... He's overheated. Pissed off. Yeah, let me just... Yeah, he got pissed off ever since he had the tab. The Dunphy brothers said he'd come up with the tab.
The Dunphys are making him pay off.
Yeah. And so he put up Joey Boy. I put Joey Boy up. What'd you think?
It sucked.
You're right. It did suck. Here he comes down. Hey, Joey Boy, you suck tonight. Hey, what are you talking about? I got up on the stage. You got up on the stage and you sucked. S-U-C-K-E-D. Say that I suck. You said a band you gave me? That was your band.
Oh, this is interesting. Yeah.
Well, I come in the door with them, but I'm not the same guys that I... You came in the door with a band and you didn't think that's the same band that backed you? No. I don't know what you've done with them. I didn't do anything with them. Joey Boy, you got the same problem your dad has, okay? Both you guys need a psychiatrist. Yeah, I'll pay up.
How much does that... When you let Joey Boy go up there...
What? Who's talking?
I am. How much does that... What does that do for you?
What does what do for me?
What is it? When you let Joey Boy go up there, what does that do?
Paid off the Little League World Series.
Ted, get some help, man.
Oh, now I need Gamblers Anonymous. Is that it?
I think you do. I think you honestly do.
If you're finding, Ted, that your gambling is affecting your business...
Yeah, I heard it all before, okay? I watch all those commercials on TV with that one guy who goes... What's that guy who goes, I used to be an addict. Now I'm not. Oh, man.
That's got nothing to do with gambling. That's a drug addiction center.
It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Look, Phil, I know what I'm doing, okay? But don't ever tell me that I spend too much time around a restaurant.
No.
Don't do it, man.
Okay, you don't spend too much time around a restaurant. You ought to spend more time, though, near a psychiatrist.
Why, you dirty...
Ted Bell.
Boy, you know what? He's starting to get... I think he's unraveling. That is a good... He's starting to unravel. And when you unravel, you know, I heard someone say the other day, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, you know...
The more it unravels?
Yes. So what? What do you mean, so? You didn't find that profound?
No, I didn't find it profound.
So it unravels. Well, I'm probably not saying it right.
Yeah, the closer you get to the end of the toilet paper...
Yeah, the closer you get to the end of the toilet paper, the sooner you go buy another roll.
You go buy another roll, is that it?
Well, Margaret, you're the one that came up with the saying...
I'm sorry, but it has to do with something going... Life going, moving too fast. And I think life is beginning to move too fast.
Yeah.
For Ted Bell.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with that one, man. So listen, stick around this week. Be listening for announcements as to... we're bringing back a very, very popular promotion that we have used in the past. Everybody loves it, man. We're going to lay it on you again. So we'll be making announcements on that forthcoming this week.
Oh, what about Belmar Academy?
Oh, yeah. Belmar Academy... We're supposed to be doing the Belmar Academy high school football games starting on the 7th. And I can tell you, that's looking...
unless you guys get the video in.
We got to get our live streaming video in before we can do that. So we got our fingers crossed.
Well, a lot of help that does.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, you might as well have been because we're all sitting here going, oh, that's great. So in other words, it's a wing and a prayer. It's a crapshoot.
That's as it is right now. Yeah, I apologize for that. But I'll let you guys know as we move further to, you know, as we get closer and closer and groovier and all that stuff. To the beginning of the high school football season, which has started for every other team in the state.
Yeah, Belmar, man, they get going really late. That's because they want to put as much space between themselves and the parents as...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.